You must have heard in the news that since November 27th, Mauna Loa volcano, which is one of the five volcanoes that form the island of Hawaii, has been erupting. In this video, we're going to learn a few things about this volcano, also about the island of Hawaii, and then we will also learn what can humans do to stop. Instead of the word stop, we will use the word mitigate. What can humans do to mitigate the flow of lava? Let me first show you on the map where are the Hawaii Islands. They are located on the northern Pacific Ocean. Roughly speaking, these islands must be around 2000 to 2500 miles away from the United States' western coast. As you may know, United States consists of 50 states. You can also see that in the United States flag. There are 50 stars representing the 50 states. And then there are 13 stripes representing the 13 original colonies. Hawaii Island is one of the 50 states of the United States of America. These islands became part of the United States in the year 1900. Before becoming part of the United States, Hawaii Islands are known as Hawaiian Kingdom, ruled by a monarch. Because the leaders in the Washington had a fear, what if Hawaii Islands became part of European nations' empire? If you see all throughout the 19th century, Britain, France, they were extending economic privileges to the islands of Hawaii. That is when United States government realized that it is better to integrate these islands of Hawaii or the Hawaiian Kingdom as part of their country, basically annex it. That would further help in extending United States' interest in the Pacific Ocean. From second half of the 19th century, the United States started more and more economic engagement with Hawaii. Hawaii's economy became increasingly dependent on United States. That's how the US started dominating their economy as well as their politics. Queen Liliuokalani Kalani, who was the last monarch of the Hawaiian Kingdom, she was deposed by the American government in 1893. And then in 1898, United States annexed Hawaii. 1 year after that, that is in 1900, it was made as a territory of the United States. Today, the state of Hawaii contributes around $74 billion a year to the US economy. The top five sectors that dominate the economy of Hawaii are real estate, healthcare, hospitality and tourism, retail trade, transportation and warehousing. The whole state of Hawaii consists of 8 major islands. They are, the first one is Hawaii, which is also known as the Big Island. The second one is Maui, which is also called the Valley Isle. It is the second largest island. The third one is Kauai, which is also called the Garden Isle. It is the third largest island. The fourth one is Oahu, which is also called the Gathering Place. Oahu has the highest population count in the state and it is home to the majority of Hawaiian residents. The island is home to the city of Honolulu, Hawaii's state capital. The fifth one is Molokai, which is also known as the Enlightening Isle or the Friendly Isle. Molokai has the highest percentage of native Hawaiians and it is believed to be where the hula religious dance began. The sixth one is Lanai, which is also called the Pineapple Isle. This island once produced 75% of world's exported pineapples. The seventh one is Niihau, which is also called the Forbidden Isle. The reason it is called the Forbidden Island is because once upon a time, this island was completely cut off from outside people to protect inhabitants from diseases. That is how it got the name. And the last island is Kahoolawe, which is also called the Target Isle. It is the smallest island. It has been used by the United States military during World War II as a training ground and bombing range. Even today, this island is still prohibited to the public. It is believed that there is a danger of unexploded bombs. That is why the access is restricted. So anyhow, these 8 major islands form the state of Hawaii. Although the Hawaii island consists of more than hundreds of islands, atolls, reefs, shallow banks, shoals and seamounts, but these 8 are the major ones. By the way, I have a video on geography terms. If at all you want to learn what are islands, atolls, reefs, shallow banks, shoals and seamounts, how they are formed, you can watch that video, the link is there in the top right corner. Anyhow, if you look at the Hawaii Islands, of course they are islands. And the classic definition of an island is, it is a piece of land that is completely surrounded by water. When we say water, it can be sea, ocean, river and lake. But then if you look at an island's formation, overall there are 4 general ways that can explain the formation of an island. The first one is, islands can be man-made. Look at Palm Jumeirah in Dubai. Then many small islands nearby of Qatar. They all are example of artificial island. The second way an island can be formed is through deposits of sand. When rivers flow, sand and other debris are picked up by the river current, which is called erosion. These sediments get deposited in certain areas. Over time, this creates a landmass, which is nothing but an island. Now, there is a third way as well. When two oceanic plates, again let me repeat, When two oceanic plates collide, the heavier plate subducts under the lighter one, and it leads to the formation of a volcanic island. So even tectonic activity plays a role in island formation. Now there is also a fourth way how islands are formed, that is through underwater volcanoes. Volcanoes would keep erupting and lava would keep piling up on the seafloor. As a result, lava would harden and turn into hard rocks. Land starts to form underwater. This land would keep on rising as the volcano kept on erupting. Over millions of years, some of these volcanic land would reach heights above the seafloor, forming a seamount. And that is also a way how an island is formed. So these are four general ways that can explain the formation of an island. Now if you look at the Hawaiian island, they fall in the category of third and fourth way. As I've said, the third way of island formation is when two oceanic plates collide. Now we need to see whether or not there are tectonic plates around the Hawaiian island. If you see, the Hawaiian islands sits in the middle of the Pacific plate. To validate the third point, the Hawaiian islands have to exist near the subduction zone of the tectonic plates, which here is not the case. So the Hawaiian islands are formed due to underwater volcanoes. That means the option 4 is right for Hawaiian islands. Volcanoes would keep erupting and lava would keep piling up on the seafloor. As a result, lava would harden and turn into hard rocks. Land starts to form underwater. This land would keep on rising as the volcano kept on erupting. Over millions of years, some of these volcanic land would reach heights above the seafloor, forming a seamount. So Hawaiian islands are also called as seamounts. In fact, most volcanoes on our planet are indeed underwater volcanoes. Now, underwater volcanoes occur either due to mid-oceanic ridges, which are formed when seafloors spread. Apart from that, there can also be hotspots underneath an oceanic plate. If you look at the boundary of the Pacific plate, it is also called the Pacific Ring of Fire. But at the center of the Pacific plate lies the islands of Hawaii. That means the Hawaiian islands are a chain of active volcanic islands that are formed due to existence of hotspots underneath the Pacific oceanic plate. Now the question is, how are hotspots formed? Well, it is generally said that hotspots form over exceptionally hot regions in the mantle. Basically, if you look at the different layers of Earth, you will see the upper mantle just below the oceanic crust. Much of the planet's mantle consists of magma. And this mantle layer is not in a perfect circular shape. There are bulges at several places. These bulges are the place where we generally get to see a hot spot. It's like on your skin if there is a pimple. Consider that pimple as a volcano. Underneath the pimple, there is a hot spot on your skin layer. And when you burst the pimple, consider that as a volcanic eruption. And whatever that comes out is actually coming out from the inner layer of your skin. So I hope now it is all clear as to how the Hawaiian Islands were formed. Now we will learn about what humans can do to mitigate the flow of lava. See, these are natural phenomena. Humans cannot stop nature's activities. We can only mitigate to a certain extent so that we can save infrastructure, lives and various other materialistic holdings. In fact, the meaning of the word mitigate itself says, make something less severe, less painful. That means you cannot fully avoid suffering. You can only reduce it to some extent. Now, what are the methods that humans, organizations can adopt during a volcanic eruption to control the flow of lava? Till now, humans have used only three methods: prayers, bombs, and walls. I'll explain from last. Walls. Humans have rarely had any success stopping lava. Even then, they have tried their best. What people have done is, they have used a bulldozer to pile up big rocks in front of critical infrastructures like roads, highways, or any other critical installations. The logic behind this idea is that lava would pile up behind the wall, and if the land surface is flat, then it would also slow down the flow of lava. But then there is a very high possibility that the lava may flow over the rock wall and continue its journey. Now this kind of method or idea is usually called as Western idea, because it was suggested by Western countries. Because this idea of controlling everything, even here physically diverting lava, these kind of thoughts are rooted in the Western notion that humans have to control everything. In fact, bombing an active volcano is also a thought which was presented by the Western countries. During World War II, massive demolition bombs were dropped by the US Army Air Services on the Mauna Loa volcano's vent. The logic behind that idea was that if you conduct a massive blast inside the vent of a volcano, then it will quickly release all the pressure in the form of gas, and that would further reduce the flow of lava. But till now, there is no evidence if those bombs actually did anything. If you see, all these kind of ideas of physically controlling nature is a Western idea, rooted in the notion that humans have to control everything. In fact, in the name of controlling and conserving nature, we have actually caused more destruction. And that brings up the third idea, which is prayers. Native Hawaiian culture have always understood the fact that they must live in harmony with nature for survival. And this is not just true about Hawaiian Islands, it is also true in Japan and many other Eastern countries, including India. The traditional Hawaiian culture strongly believes that all aspects must be in balance. And if at all there is an unbalance, that is when illness occurs. In India, or let me say Bharat, this means dharma, universal law of nature, which are applicable to everyone. Natives of Hawaii worship many deities, mountains and volcanoes. In fact, even the Japanese people worship Mount Fujiyama. Even in India, we worship mountains, rivers, trees. In English, it is called animism. The whole idea behind such kind of rituals and custom is regarding energy. In many ancient civilizations and traditional societies, energy has played an important role. There is negative energy and positive energy, or you can say good energy or evil energy. In Western culture, the definition of energy is limited to material context. For them, energy means something that you get after eating. Of course, that is also energy, but that is just limited to materialistic realm. But then there is also something called spiritual realm, which is intangible, you can't see it, but you can certainly feel it. Even the modern science has started accepting it. Anyhow, so prayers, offerings are an integral part of many traditional civilizations and communities. And this is true with the native Hawaiian people. So people have to adjust with the nature and not think about controlling the nature. After all, we are not separate from nature, we are part of nature. Because the whole existence of these islands have been due to volcanic eruption. That is creation itself. Now, you cannot stop or become a hindrance to the process just because your roads and houses and infrastructures are getting destroyed. That would be arrogant and selfish and trying to be a hindrance in nature's course. Let nature take its own course. We humans need to gracefully adapt around nature's course. I hope you found this video informative. Thank you for watching it.